Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to talk about tough times and beggars come a-calling when that happens. I actually dug for this story because there's a couple of dating profiles I'm going to do at the end. And it's kind of that, hey, one man's not enough. I need multiple men because I have all these needs. Or the other one is very much a, hey, if you can't buy me things, then you need to go away. But let's face it, I think right now with everything that's going on in the Middle East, in Israel and Palestine, with what we've got going here with hyperinflation, and I called it back in December and everybody told me I was wrong, but inflation is here. We've got people that are now not working, at least here in the United States, not working and getting unemployment that is worth $16 an hour. Thank you, President Houseplant. And because of that, people are not going back to work. So we've got a bunch of jobs that are going unfilled. We've got an oil pipeline that is down that feeds 45% of the fuel to a good number of states. I think 20 states here in the Southeast, and they're at half capacity. And my bus is done. My bus is done, and I can't go anywhere because I'm in Florida and I have to cross all the area that's out of fuel. So I'm stuck here in 85 degree weather and I can't get north to go look at my property. So I'm stuck. Hopefully my next video, I may head out anyway and just say, hey, if I get stuck somewhere, I'll sit for a week or two waiting for fuel because it's hot down here and I'd like to get somewhere where it's cooler. So I'll have a video and I'll probably, those of you that watch this, you'll know ahead of time, I'm probably going to put a thumbnail that's like, that's it, I quit. And it'll be me quitting Florida, not me quitting my channel. Okay, so tough times. Here comes the beggars. First, some losses. We have NBC announces that it won't air the Golden Globe Awards in 2022 over recent controversies. Number one, the Golden Globes, the Emmys, the Oscars, all of them fell off a cliff when it came to viewership. And I know a lot of you overseas may go, I don't really care. They're movies, they're American movies, but they fell off a cliff because of viewership, because everybody went woke and they just went woke. And I think, I mean, yes, there's some controversy to this, but I think they don't want to air it because no one's paying attention. And there are other channels that are actually getting many more views. So needless to say, like I say before, your money counts, your views count, and you vote by participating or not participating in things. And so I guess enough people didn't participate last time, they're not going to do it again. They say it's because there's not enough black representation in it. Okay, maybe that's the case. Then they haven't gone woke enough in their opinion. So yeah, I think it's just going to get worse. So this is a story. I'll probably do this one later. I was going to read this for tonight. It's similar to a story I did a little while ago. This one's updated as of February 2021. What happens to men who stay bachelors forever, according to science? It's guys that never get married, not just single guys, but guys that specifically do not get married and do not have kids. I will probably do a video on that here in the next few days, so keep an eye out for that. But I don't want to talk about it now because it's not really a loss and it might make a good story. Okay, this is definitely I think it's a win and a loss. So from South Africa, they're trying to push a bill, and thank you for the viewer that sent this to me. They're trying to push a bill that will allow South African women to marry more than one man. I guess either A, the men that do want to participate in marriage, I guess there's so few of them that women want to, or I guess are going to share them, or that, you know, one man is not enough and he can't meet all a woman's needs because, you know, men are just not up to snuff. No one man is tall and dark and handsome and has all the money and one can stay home while the other's working. Everything must be all about her. So I'm not going to read through this, but the legislation, they're pushing it through saying, hey, men should be able to marry multiple women, women multiple men. Good times. Yeah, that's going to turn out great. I'm quite sure of that. And so this is the main story that I wanted to talk about tonight. And this isn't the story that I'm actually going I'm going to read a little bit of it, but the point is more or less what happened right after WW2 when Germany took over and occupied France. When things get rough and when things get bad and we've got hyperinflation and we've got the price of goods going up, We've got, when things kind of get rough, the first jobs that are going to go are the underwater basket weaving, the 15 bazillion middle management jobs that they're not going to need. And that's going to be a lot of women. Right now in middle management, it is quite largely filled by women. Not in the engineering, not in the mathematics, not in the necessary roles, but of the floofy, like human resources and entertainment management, you know, the weird kind of positions. I think they're going to go away quickly. What won't go away? They're short on truck drivers right now. Oil well rigs. Yes, the Keystone Pipeline closed down here. Hopefully those welders and the guys that worked on that can find other jobs. But carpenters, plumbers, electricians, your closer to the ground, down to earth jobs, they usually never go away, because they're kind of the backbone of society. I'm sure that I'll get yeeted off YouTube at some point because they'll deem that I'm not necessary. Speaking of which, my betterbachelor.locals.com page is growing very, very well. And we're actually one of the top 5 or 10 ranked channels, I think, as far as growth, at least so I've been told by the emails that I'm getting. But I was invited to a conference call last week to participate. Channel's growing great. We have a really vibrant, strong community over there. We're doing very well. So if you want to support me over there, please do so. So if I disappear over here and we talk about everything, politics, the bug, the jab, you name it, we're on all different topics over there. So it gets kind of interesting. But anyway, you know, the jobs that are necessary are going to stick around, and the ones that aren't won't. And that means a lot of these women that have these highfalutin degrees that don't pay very well, they still are going to have these student loans probably to pay off, and they're going to maybe be laid off. And that's when they start coming sniffing around. Now, it's not necessarily, they may not come right forward and say, hey, I'm looking for a guy that's going to pay my bills and I want to use a man for money. That's not usually how this goes. But what you'll find is you get a few more matches when you're swiping on your dating apps, if you still insist on using them. If you're still on social media, you're going to find that you may get some old girlfriends, some old people that you used to hang around with that you haven't heard from in a while sniffing around. I'm not on social media, but my phone has gotten a few messages from women that I dated a couple years ago, and they're like, hey, haven't talked in a while. How's engineering? And I'm like, that was 3 or 4 years ago. They don't even know I'm gone. But all of a sudden, it's just kind of sending out these little feelers saying, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Are you, you know, how's work doing? What's, and I'm like, that's a lifetime ago, but I know what they're doing. When you hear that, you know, the bug's been bad and the inflation's coming and people have signs up in restaurants and other areas saying now hiring, and they're giving out bonuses to people just to interview because so many people are saying, I'm getting paid to sit home and I'm not going to go out. You've got this weird thing where the cost of things are going up, because if somebody can get no money for not working, or if the cost of living goes up and they say, look, I can't afford the cost of living making what I'm making now, you need to give me a raise or I'm not coming to work. Well, the companies then have to raise how much they're paying people. And so the cost of their product, let's say they make a phone, we'll keep it simple. Let's say they make a cheeseburger, and a cheeseburger is $5, and they pay their employees $10 an hour. Well, if they start having to pay their employees 15 or 20 bucks an hour, the price of the cheeseburger is probably going to go up to 10 bucks. Well, in the end, that person's not really able to buy much more food than they were to begin with, but the cost of everything goes up, which means whatever you have in savings is not going to be worth as much, and that's just how inflation works. So as that happens, people are going to have to start living closer to the ground, which means they can't buy as much, they can't afford as much, the luxury items have to go away, and we may not only go through a recession, we may go into a depression. Now, I'm not an economic major, but I'm watching and I'm keeping my nose to the ground, and I still think some pretty tough times are coming. So when these tough times come, women are going to try to use you, but they're going to try to pair up. They're going to feel a lot safer if there's a guy that's doing successful, or there's another partner that they can rely upon. And studies have shown that when men are harder to get, women are much easier with their bedroom access. But when men are harder, or when men are easier to get, then women are more picky. Well, you know, right now, women don't have to be picky, but they may have to, especially if guys are looking out for themselves first and say, hey, you know what? I don't need to be taking on any woman or her kids or anything like that. Now, if you're in a long-term relationship, of course, you can say, well, you know, we're in this together. But if you're not, well, be wary of things that may come your way. So the story that I just wanted to touch on here real quick is, you know, during when Germany went into French during the occupation, you know, we've said many times that women wait at the finish line and then they F the winner. They don't want to run the whole marathon with somebody. But listen to this. This is from Europe, and this is from the DW.com. They say French children of Wehrmacht soldiers seek German nationality. Their mothers were French. Their fathers were German soldiers when the Germans occupied France. Some 200,000 children endured scorn and often hid their father's identity. Now some have begun applying for German citizenship. This isn't about the children. It's not about them applying for German citizenship. What it is telling is that there were 200,000 children sired by the occupying men and the conquered occupied France. So you've got the German men came in, took over areas of France, and then the French women decided to be with the German soldiers. And out of that, that's 200,000 kids. Now, let's be honest. Every time you lay down with a woman doesn't mean you're necessarily going to procreate. It might be a 1 in 5, 1 in 10, 1 in 20. Who knows the chances of it happening. But I'll bet that out of 200,000 kids, I bet there were more than probably a million or more, many more, occurrences of the German soldiers sleeping with the French women. How could, you know, these loyal women do that to their nation, to the occupying force? It's because the men were the aggressors, the men conquered, and women thought, hey, I guess these guys are the winners. I'm going to be with a winner. So keep that in mind, that when things kind of get tough and when women are a little worried that they may lose their job, or all of a sudden maybe the state goes bankrupt. I mean, we don't know. Right now, I don't know I don't even know what the counter is on the trillions in debt. But almost every year we print out about $3 trillion, or we go into debt about $3 trillion, $2 to $3 trillion here in the United States. Now, I'm sure it's the same in other countries to varying degrees. But if you're doing that, and then our incoming president says, hey, we have $10 trillion in programs, and it's only the first 4 months of his administration. Well, as America, you know, the world does operate a large chunk of it on the Chinese dollar, or their monetary system. I forget what their dollar is called. And the American dollar, well, if the American dollar inflates and the euro inflates, and then, of course, the Chinese currency inflates, this is going to be a global downfall. And again, I have no guarantees, but I'm just saying we're so far not even into the woods, let alone coming out the far side of the woods. I really think things are going to get rough. There is a reason. I am not a prepper. I'm not a prepper. However, I'm kind of a prepper. I don't walk around all day thinking, like, how am I going to survive the fall of collapse of society? That's not how I am. But I do have protein powders. Several months worth. I do have carbohydrate powders, which are like mass gainers. They're not the healthiest for you, but they will give you the calories you need should things go rough. I've got them in containers under the bed right at my feet. I've got 6 months worth of food with me on the bus. This is solar powered. I don't have to worry about a grid. The only thing I have to worry about is water in my tank. And if I'm careful with it and I use filters and things like that, I can probably make it last a while. I might get a little stinky if I don't shower every day, but I could make that water last a while. I've got about 50 gallons able to be brought around with me. I have 10 gallons of diesel in canisters. I'm fill up with diesel. My truck is full because I was paying attention to the news. And when they said the pipeline was hacked, I literally went down within an hour to fill up my tanks. The thing is that there's going to be a time where you have to plan ahead for just bad things happening. And they can turn very quickly. If you look at the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl that happened here in the United States, the stock market fell off in just a matter of a couple of days. And if you look at the news before that, they were saying, hey, everything's fine. Like, borrow money to get into the stock market. Borrow money to get into these great opportunities you have. So people borrowed money to get into the stock market. Stock market collapsed. Not only did they lose all their money, but they also owed money. Right now, people are doing the same thing, whether it's Doge or whether it's Bitcoin or Ethereum. A lot of people are going all out to try to get into the cryptocurrencies. Now, you can say it's a different animal, but you don't know where things are going to go. And I guess that's kind of my whole thread here. You don't know where things are going to go. So be prepared for bad times. If you're prepared for bad times and other people aren't, those other people are going to try to either A, take advantage of you so they can slide into your planning and your resources. Or number two, if they can't do it that way, there is a point in time when things get bad enough that people can try to take it by force. And that's where the Second Amendment is good for us here in the United States. And for those of you abroad, that's just our right to protect ourselves with weapons. So guys, I'm getting ready to hit the road here, and I'm really excited about opportunities. But just in the last couple of months, if you look at the hyperinflation, if you look at what's, you know, the escalations that are going on in the Middle East, if you look at a hacker coming in and shutting down half of the fuel supply for a quarter of the country or a third of the country, things and just like that, things can go bad. So just be prepared, and when they do go bad, don't be surprised if all of a sudden you're finding that while you may not have been the greatest catch in the world, and that includes me, I'm not the greatest catch in the world, but all of a sudden you may become a lot more attractive to women that are maybe in a bit of a pinch. So just be advised that don't let them take advantage of you. Don't get suckered in when the women come sniffing around and paying you a little bit of attention. Because again, just like these French women here with the Germans, they'll just go for the winners, even if it's to save their own skin. All right, let's get on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this first one, she is 25. Her photos, she looked cute. But she's into festivals, which is partying, shopping, surprising there. And she's into cycling. And she says, I'm a mama. If you can't buy me a cup of tea and put 70 quid petrol in my car once a month, get out of my life. X. That's it. That's the entire dating profile. Buy me tea, give me petrol. Put fuel in my tank. And if you can't do that, get out of my life. Now, were I to say that this woman is a professional, I might get a lot of flack for that. But whether you pay for play and you get a boyfriend or you have a girlfriend and you pay her in cash for her to date you and sleep with you, or you pay her in petrol and tea, it's still kind of an exchange. There's really not much difference there. Although I will say that 70 quid of petrol once a month is probably cheaper than most professionals would charge you. But nonetheless, it's just a fancy way of saying you're professional. And the second one here, she says, well, I guess I'm back here. She's 24. Obviously, she didn't make a very good choice the first time. She says, well, I guess I'm back here. I'm convinced that I deserve two boyfriends instead of one. Ha ha. So I'm looking for that someone who can be okay with that. You're not looking for someone who's okay with that. You're looking for some ones, some people that are okay with that. Now, she wasn't that exceptionally good looking. I'd say she's average. But again, women can't find everything because they deserve 100%. They deserve Mr. Perfect. She can't find it all in one man, so she's convinced she deserves two boyfriends to give her everything she needs. If you ask me, that right there tells me that she actually deserves no boyfriends. She says, I love shooting sports and arts. If you want to split the bills on the first date, we just won't match. So much for equality out of this gal. You have to pay your way with her. She says, not looking for the love of my life, but also not looking for a one-time hookup. So she wants two guys to casually date her, pay her way for things, and you should feel lucky to have her. Right. I'm telling you guys, with the entitlement, as we kind of roll into tough times, and I'm not saying society is collapsing, and forgive me for stretching, I'm really sore today, and I've got a muscle pinch in my shoulders, and it's driving me crazy. I'm not saying that we're looking at a collapse or anything like that. I think we are still just in the beginning times of really bad times. Like, there may be financial collapse. There may be some hard times. When things get tough, the cray-crays and the entitled women and the ones that think they deserve the world, they're going to flip out. They're going to go crazy. And they're going to be very unhappy that they're struggling and that life is not easy and a cakewalk. There's going to be a whole lot of young people that are not used to rough times. Look, I really haven't been through a rough time in my life. I mean, I've gone through patches, but I haven't been to the point where I'm like, there is no food on the shelves. There is no fuel. We have to boil our water to get clean water. I mean, I did some of that when I was traveling abroad, but I didn't live in it every day. There may be a point that this is coming. And when these hard times come, don't be surprised if, number one, you're unhappy. If you're saying, man, this sucks. It will. But you don't really have a choice in this matter in a lot of ways. But number two, when it does suck, the well-to-do and the simpletons and the people that do not know how to problem solve and the ones that don't know how to take care of themselves and the ones that want an easy life, they're going to have the hardest time. And once you get through this and once you come out the other side, whenever it is, whether it's in 10 months, 10 days, 10 years, you'll be a better person for it. Those that can't make it are not going to do well. But the first thing they're going to do is try to come after you and use you. And the second thing they're going to try to do is come after you and take it from you. Just be prepared. Just be smart. Be aware and take care of yourself and be safe. And don't get suckered in for a pretty smile. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We have just a really great forum. Like, I spend as much time over there, if not more, than on any other site that's out there right now. We got a great group of people and some really good conversations. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, tough times bring the beggars. They bring the thieves. They bring a lot of bad people out. Just be prepared. Just be mindful. Make sure you take care of yourselves. And here's the thing. If you overshoot and take care of yourself too well and you don't need it all, you'll feel a little silly. If you underprepare and don't have it, you're going to be in the same boat as everybody else. And then you're going to be desperate, hungry, miserable, whatever. And you're going to wish you had planned a little bit better for your future.